Diversify is an annual business summit here in Chattanooga that highlights diversity, inclusion, and today's workplace. The pandemic and last year's unrest have underscored the high cost of racial and economic inequality for a business community that aims to be for everyone. This year's Diversify, which will be virtual, takes place on Friday, presented by the Chattanooga Area Chamber of Commerce and Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Lauren Steedley is the Chamber's Vice President for Diversity and Economic Growth. I spoke with him last week. Lauren, thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having us.
And welcome to Chattanooga and the Chattanooga Area Chamber of Commerce.
Thank you again very much. I appreciate it.
We are here to talk about Diversify. This is an event that has been offered by the Chamber the past few years. This year, given the past year between the pandemic and unrest and all these questions about diversity and equity and inclusion coming back to the fore again, this is quite a time to be holding the event this year.
Absolutely. A lot going on in the United States and around the world, and circumstances regarding the pandemic have been impactful. Issues that have come up as a byproduct of some of the things that are going on. But at the same time, it creates a special opportunity with regards to economic inclusion, business expansion, and much of the work in which my focus is how to look at this as an opportunity to really grow and expand the local economy and be more inclusive as we look at economic opportunity.
What are some of the things that have popped up on your radar so far from your vantage point coming into Chattanooga?
Well, I think there, what I see is tremendous opportunity. And I factor that into not only the scenic beauty of the city, but also the geography of the city in relations to other markets at the same time. Also, always looking at this from a global perspective. So understanding that from the point of view of market growth, market expansion, innovation, entrepreneurship, you can do it all here, right here in Chattanooga. And one of the biggest things is trying to create a space and opportunity where folks see this as a destination of opportunity. And I think in these times, I think at this timing for the chamber, the city to really show itself or demonstrate in that way that this is a place where folks can succeed economically and also through business expansion.
And the keynote speaker gets to the heart of this from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
Absolutely. Rick Wade, he's been in this space for a tremendous amount of time. He's worked with the U.S. Chamber for a number of years now, also prior, worked with the Commerce Department for the U.S. government. So his insight around an initiative titled Economic Opportunity Initiative really cast a broad light on looking at issues of opportunity gaps with regards to education, employment, entrepreneurship, and even think a little more closely, more critically around criminal justice as well.
And we hear about this all the time in Chattanooga. The students who come to an institution such as UTC, and they don't stay, including and especially from the most underserved populations, the most underserved communities in Chattanooga, but also from elsewhere.
Yes, I think one of the things, and this is yet another opportunity, and I've talked to business leaders here in the city, and they very much have this on their radar, and they're doing, taking some extraordinary efforts to try to look at talent from the point of view of the value add of talent diversity, looking at retention, and looking at being very creative in ways to further garner support for students who are here in the city as a way of a possible destination as they launch their careers. And I think collectively, there's a number of partners, the chamber being a part of that, and how we bring and sort of elevate the city itself as an opportunity, as a place of opportunity. So I think going forward, the objective is to work a little bit more closely with institutions like UTC in a way to really solidify the understanding that this is a place where people can come, young people can come, not only go to school, but stay and really flourish in their careers.
What from your experience in Atlanta is echoed by your time here so far in Chattanooga? Where are you seeing things that are the same? Where are you seeing things that are different when it comes to the type of work that you do, when it comes to a type of event such as the Diversify Summit?
And if I can unpack that question, I think it's different parts to it. I think on one level, you know, Atlanta, in terms of the comparisons, we really don't. We're focused right now on Chattanooga. I think it's about the scenic beauty of the city. Again, I see just being at a space in a place where you can be a part of something really extraordinary in the economic development space. You can be really extraordinary in creating synergy and gravity around Chattanooga. So those are the things I'm most excited about. And those are the areas where I focus my efforts. And I see a lot of the, in terms of locally, as I mentioned, this moved into the city this week, but I haven't had a chance to ride around a little bit. A lot of great opportunities like downtown. I've had a chance to get near the river, near the Tennessee River, just to do a little sightseeing. I mean, just the way the topography is laid out in the city, it's a beautiful place. And I think that can be very appealing if you throw in the fact that the state of Tennessee is tax-free. So I think that those as a combination makes this an extraordinary time. And I'm just excited because I feel like I'm on the ground floor in a time that something's really going to be exciting in terms of growth and development here in the city and in the region.
And after Rick Wade's keynote, there will be a panel discussion led by Dion Jenkins of Tennessee Valley Federal Credit Union.
Yeah, well, I was going a little bit deeper on the speaker because I've probably known him since we were an undergraduate, so it helps. One of the things I will share is that, again, he's been very committed, long extended history and work into this space. I've seen him do some extraordinary things right now. They're doing this work around the Equality of Opportunity Initiative. Much of that, again, is trying to elevate everything from looking at procurement. How do you look at procurement as a pipeline and an opportunity and a pathway to building business and inclusion and entrepreneurship? I think the other part is, again, having talked to some of the locally here, just how this work pings off of efforts, not only in, like I said, procurement, but supply chain. This is some work that we've elevated at the chamber through one of our DEI sessions. And then looking at from the point of view of how we can look at inclusion as an economic opportunity. And that I need to be clear about this, Ray. My work around everything from the CEO pledge to what we're doing with Diversify, DEI Forum, et cetera, is all about how do you look at diversity, how do you look at racial equity as an economic benefit, as an economic driver to grow and expand business. So that's the focus of it. And so Rick, I think his message to us on Friday is going to carry that forward. And I think secondly, Dion is going to be our facilitator and she's going to lead in this conversation, looking not only from a point of view from hospitality, because we have some O'Malley coming in from hospitality. And then also we have Justin from our chamber. He's going to talk about the policy implications and what that really means in terms of expanding opportunity, being more inclusive. And in no way, when I say expanding and inclusive, it doesn't exclude anyone. It's really about how do you bring more people to the table? At the end of the day, you're expanding the economy. Therefore, the tax revenues that you can generate, you're looking at everything. I think Morgan Stanley did a report and they looked at it a little bit more critically and said, just in housing and banking, you're looking at 800,000 jobs unrealized. I think it was Citigroup that did a report last year that talked about for the last decade, discrimination cost the U.S. economy like $16 trillion. So these are real numbers and very impactful dollars. And we're hopeful that Diversify starts us along that path in terms of information, how to go about solving the more complicated problems of inclusion and looking at it through this window of economic expansion, business development, that's at the end of the day, is going to be great for the city of Chattanooga and it'll be great for Hamilton County.
And when you talk about these components, whether the supply chain or the jobs pipeline, what we're finding here, what we're remembering here is all of these pieces have to fit together. And if you're missing a few pieces or one piece, or you have the right pieces, but they are not aligned the way that they need to be, then you don't complete the puzzle.
Absolutely. Absolutely in agreement. And I mean, it's a large part of this position is really trying to align partnerships. Also looking at how do you build coalitions that are in its core about economic inclusion and expansion. I know I'm sounding repetitive, continue to say that, but at its core, that's what it's about. So again, at these earlier stages, reaching out to members of the business community, reaching out to members of UTC, reaching out to the other nonprofit members of communities here, and then thinking higher ed, the medical community, because we understand that everything is sort of interconnected. As I mentioned, been on a number of calls where local leaders here and managing leaders, as well as, of course, the CEOs here, have talked very passionately about their emphasis and importance of talent. They've spoke very passionately about the importance and significance of talent diversity. So I think in some ways it's trying to develop or contribute to a shared vision and then trying to carry that vision forward.
And where can people go online for more information about the Diversify Summit and participate?
Diversify, you can go to our website, ChattanoogaChamber.com. And if you go and click on Diversify, you'll have a drop down and it'll give you information on registering. Also give you a little bit more background on the keynote speaker as well as the panelists who are going to take part as well.
All right. Lauren, thanks so much.
Thank you. I really appreciate it, Ray. Look forward to meeting you real soon in person.